Russia and China are seeking to assert the end of global leadership unilateralism. From direct and indirect military interventions to financially supporting rapid local investments, there seems to be a common approach between Russia and China. The wager on China's pragmatism versus Russia's oversimplification is heightened, as they both share the same ironclad system philosophy. The BRICS was launched in 2009, and the persistent efforts aimed at expanding the scope of this organization were highlighted at the recent summit in South Africa that took place from August 22 to 24. However, this experience is yet to reach the level of a solid institutional structure. Its persistence in the realm of media-oriented attempts, with an emphasis on fulfilling membership criteria on the one hand and practical functions on the other, indicates a certain lack of effectiveness at the two political and economic levels. The core issue lies in reconciling contradictions in the pursuit of a confrontational choice, whereas the formation of cross-continental and specific alliances necessitates a precise determination of shared values and common interests. In this context, the fragility of what Russia and China are diving into is evident in many respects. In this vein, going back to the historical formation of the European Union in 1993 as a unified cultural entity with substantial economic capabilities highlights the potential for the sustainability of any alliance, provided it operates within the framework of values such as freedom, justice, and human rights. What matters is not mere political effectiveness but rather safeguarding the rights of the peoples who have opted for joining this alliance. In any case, the European Union serves as a model that combines elements of both civilization and the nation-state. Meanwhile, the history of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, established in 1949 under the leadership of the United States and Canada, underscores the importance of maintaining coordination in regional and international security and peace issues. NATO's ongoing success emanates from its foundation on a specific vision and resources, which one may either agree or disagree with. However, the precision of this foundation helps in better understanding what brings its members together in supporting its principles and future directions. Based on the aforementioned principles, BRICS is still in stagnation mode. If the announcement of the adhesion of new members seems like political posturing, it would be wiser for its proponents to recognize that the era of pitting the East against the West, the South against the North, or vice versa, remains a replica of the failed attempts to achieve global balance with a negative mindset. The world needs a balance of humanity and brotherhood, as opposed to an excess of power driven by lethal ideologies. The aggression against Ukraine is detrimental to the BRICS.